Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels. Second week of the Packers organized team activities. We'll have a public practice on Ray Nitschke Field on Tuesday. Head coach Mike McCarthy says with the new collective bargaining agreement, time on field, especially in the spring, has been greatly reduced, but we're adjusting.
It's been an adjustment that our veteran players have had a couple years now to go through. And, you know, I think we're doing a much better job this year than we've done in the past. And, you know, we need to continue to do that. And I think it's a real indicator when you watch practice, just from the basic observation, is when you don't see players on the ground as much. And I think your team's learning to work together in this CBA environment.
One of the battles that'll be interesting to watch all summer long is the starting center position. Now that Evan Dietrich Smith is in Tampa Bay, J.C. Treader, second-year pro, the heir apparent, he knows this is an important time for him.
You know, you got to be in here, you got to be studying. Just it's a constant grind. It's even when you go home, having your iPad out, having something in front of you so you can always be seeing. Always, if you study for an hour and pick up one new thing you didn't know, that's a success. You know, that's what you need to do.
And a lot of eyes on Colt Laerola, the tight end from Oregon, who quit the team, ran afoul of the law, went undrafted, but the Packers are giving him a shot. Laerola says he's not out to prove anything.
You know, I'd have to say no, because I think that just gives more attention to, you know, the negativity of the, you know, the situation. But, you know, I'm just trying to stay positive, and I'm excited to be here, you know, to be in the NFL.
Packers will wrap up the OTAs next week, the mandatory minicamp, June 17th through the 19th. More NFL news. Seattle Seahawks linebacker Bruce Irvin underwent hip surgery, but he says he'll be fine for training camp. Cleveland assigned defensive back Aaron Berry. Missed last year with a knee injury, was cut by Detroit in 2012 after two arrests. And the Giants have waived safety Will Hill. He's going to be suspended the first six games of this season for substance abuse, and he was suspended four games for violating the policy last year. The Giants have given up on him. Former Miami quarterback Dan Marino, Hall of Famer, among 15 players filing a new federal lawsuit against the NFL, claiming the league concealed the risk of concussions, among other allegations. Marino spent over a decade as an analyst with CBS after retiring from the game, but was fired from the network in February. To Major League Baseball, Milwaukee Brewers put up a solid showing in beating the Minnesota Twins 6-2 at Miller Park. Matt Garza went 6 1/3 scoreless innings. He gave up six hits, but worked out of jams, striking out eight. He had fun beating his original team.
I was drafted by them, so they know me really well, and they know that I'm a fastball-heavy guy, and it's a fastball-heavy team. So, you know, I took advantage of it, and it worked in our favor tonight.
Brewers got a two-run home run from Mark Reynolds to stretch the lead to 4-0. Jonathan Lucroy capped a 3-for-4 game with a solo home run in the eighth. Said they had to stay patient against Twins starter Kyle Gibson.
Yeah, you kind of got to see, because, I mean, when a guy got like a sinker ball that moves late like that, you got to see him up in the zone. Because if you swing at it, you see a regular strike, and you swing at it, it's late, it's going to drop down. You're going to roll over it, hit a ground ball, whatever. And, you know, he was tough. You know, we had to see him up, so we got it done.
Brewers have been getting it done. They've won 4 out of 5. They are now 35-23 and lead the NL Central by 5 games. On the farm, single-A affiliate for the Brewers are the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They split a doubleheader with Quad Cities, losing 7-4 to finish a suspended game as the River Bandits scored 3 in the ninth. Nightcap Rattlers win 4-3. Francisco Castillo with a walk-off sacrifice fly. In that second game, Aramis Ramirez of the Brewers played DH, and he went 2-for-4. Last year, Ramirez declined a rehab assignment, but he was happy he made the trip to Appleton this time.
I think so. You know, I never hurt my hamstring before. I don't really like to rehab, but, you know, it's only an hour away, hour and a half from Milwaukee, so I can take advantage of that. And at the same time, you know, I wanted to test my hamstring. I don't want to jump into the action without knowing, you know, what was going on, you know, what was going to happen. So I think it was worth it this time.
Ramirez says he'll work out with the team in front of Tuesday night's home finale against the Twins, Giovanni Gallardo facing Samuel Deduno, and he hopes to rejoin the club as this home-and-home series resumes at Target Field on Wednesday night. Now, the Brewers have stretched their lead in the division race because Kansas City knocked off St. Louis 6-0. Danny Duffy and three relievers combine on a three-hitter. Cardinals have been shut out two straight games, 3 out of their last 4. Shelby Miller gave up 4 runs, took the loss, and he says this one's on me.
We had all the momentum, I felt like, even though, you know, our offense probably isn't doing, you know, what they wanted. I feel like we still had the momentum, and it's just right there, you know, gave it all away. And, you know, it's just frustrating on my part because, you know, it's my fault. we lost.
New York Mets hammered the Philadelphia Phillies 11-2. Wilmar Flores hitting a grand slam home run in the ninth. Pirates over the Padres 10-3. Jody Mercer a big day. 4-for-5 with a home run. He scored 4 runs. Mercer swinging a hot bat of late.
All these guys believe in me here. The coaching staff believe in me. And having that support and having that confidence going out each and every time and knowing it's going to turn around eventually. And tonight was one of the nights.
Cleveland Indians beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2. Justin Masterson, 7 scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts. Seattle hammering the Yankees 10-2. Kyle Seager going 4-for-5 with a 3-run home run. More interleague action had the Marlins beat the Rays 3-1. Couple of ex-Brewers helping out. Casey McGee with a 2 RBI night. And Randy Wolf went 6 innings, allowed just a run to pick up the win.
I was able to locate my fastball, and then early on my slider was pretty good. Was able to bury it down on right-handers, I think for me, a strikeout is set up early in the count where I'm locating my fastball ahead.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers scored all 5 of their runs in the 6th inning to beat the Chicago White Sox 5-2. Stanley Cup and NBA Finals start later this week. The NHL Final goes first. It'll be the LA Kings hosting the New York Rangers in Game 1 on Wednesday night. In local hockey, Green Bay Gamblers head coach Derek Lalonde is leaving after 3 years and a Clark Cup championship in his first year on the job to become head coach of the Toledo Walleye, the East Coast Hockey League affiliate of the Detroit Red Wings. It's his first pro job, and Lalonde says, for me, it's onward and upward.
It's a natural progression in my career path, a chance to get my foot in the door in pro hockey. What excited me the most was the vision the Walleye had, who they wanted in this position, and the involvement of the Detroit Red Wings.
Lalonde says he's proud of his 3-year run in Green Bay.
Very excited about it. And again, it all starts from the top. And when you're with such a great organization, you want to win for that organization. And, you know, the highlight is obviously bringing them a Clark and Anderson Cup championship. But I'm also proud of the consistency. In the 3 years I was there, only 3 teams, the United States Hockey League, made it playoffs all 3 years, and we were one of them.
Search is on for what will be the 7th head coach in Gamblers franchise history. NBA notes, Frank Vogel will be back as head coach of the Indiana Pacers after they were beaten in the Eastern Conference Final by the Miami Heat. President of Basketball Operations is Larry Bird.
There's never a doubt. His job's safe. His job was never in jeopardy. The day it happened, I went down to Frank and all of his assistants and said, hey, I want you all back next year.
NBA's fining Knicks president Phil Jackson $25,000 for tampering penalty, result of Jackson telling reporters last week Oklahoma City's Derek Fisher on his list of head coaching candidates. Trouble is, Fisher's still an active player, and that's against the rules. But the two sides are set to talk about the opening this week. Meanwhile, the NBA Finals will open Thursday in San Antonio. The Spurs expect to have guard Tony Parker available for Game 1. He did not play in the second half of that clinching victory Saturday night with that injured left ankle. It's a rematch of last year's championship series, won by the Heat in 7 games, but Tim Duncan of the Spurs anxious for another shot.
We're happy for that it's the Heat again. We'll be ready for them. We've got some experience, obviously, from last year against them, and we'll go back and look at some film, and we've got that bad taste in our mouth still, so hopefully we'll be ready to take it this time.
And LeBron James says, let's play.
They don't like us. They don't. I can sense it from Timmy's comments over the last couple of days. They wanted this. They wanted us. And we'll be ready for a challenge.
French Open Tennis Championships had Sloane Stephens get knocked out, the last U.S. player. She was beaten by Simona Halep 6-4, 6-3 on the men's side. Rafael Nadal, David Ferrer, Andy Murray advancing to the quarterfinals. California Chrome has a shoe deal. The Derby and Preakness winner signed a sponsorship agreement with Skechers. The brand will be featured on all of the horse's garments and apparel. California Chrome, the favorite, going for the first Triple Crown in 36 years Saturday at the Belmont Stakes. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.